kevei choiva. That's coming to teach us that there's a choiv. Rashi says, "Bechol gula titnu tola veikroa le kevei choiva." Maybe the pasuk is mainly teaching us what we had before. There's a choiv. They have to choive him. I'm a choiv to do it. And the afilu le Rabbi Yeshua. And the chiddush is even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi says, "Yom agav istei achuza rishus." Even though Rishus before said by regular stei achuza, it's only rishus. But over here, by an eved that sells himself to a goy, everybody agrees there's a choiva. And here it's more important, because we don't want it to become like a goy. We don't want it to stay to live by a goy. Here it's more important. Toshima, coming here. Matam lem, what does the pasuk have to say again? Yigolenu, dimapam, three times. L'rabbis, kol agulois, all the types of redemptions, shenigolois, kesedrazim. And this is the state that the krovim, the nearest karov, does it first. My love doesn't mean to include bot the yarechayma, the eved ivri, nimkali Yisrael. That even such an eved ivri, also the krovim have the right to redeem him. The verse says, "Loi." That's not what the pasuk means. It means boti chaserim osteachuzer. That's all. Only a house that's sold in a regular city without a wall, or else the field itself. That here the krovim could redeem it. The verse says, "Boti chaserim behedyksiv." Well, the pasuk says clearly, "Als dey yoras yechoshev," that it has a loch like a regular steachuzer. And the other Torah says clearly that a korov could redeem it. So what do I need an extra pasuk for? So again, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, le korov korov koydim." The chiddush over here, here's where it said it's chiddush. True, we know already that a korov could do it. But the question is, let's say two korovim want to do it. Which one has the right to do it? So the chiddush is the korov koydim. The one that's more close to the closer relative, he has the one, the first rights to redeem. If he doesn't want to, then the next closest relative could do it. That's what the second pasuk is teaching us. But it could be an echnami, an eved ivri, that was sold to another Jew. It could be that the krovim do not have a right to redeem him. Only the eved ivri himself could do it. But the krovim cannot do it. If the master doesn't want to sell him free, they can't force the master to do it. Then the Mishnah says, "Have hanirtza nikna brisiyah." An eved, after an eved ivri, after he worked for 6 years, and then he says he loves his master, he wants to stay there, so he's nikna beritziah. It means you pierce the ears, then he works until a yovel. Yestiv, the pasuk says, v'rotza adoyne v'esozne v'matzeah, that the master pierces his ear with a matzeah, with his tool, and then he works until yovel. So now, v'koyne esatz, after he became a nirtza, how did he go out free? V'koyne esatz v'yovel, either when yovel comes, or else v'misa sodin. When the master dies now, he goes out free. He does not have to work for the son. The Siv, because the pasuk says, V'yavodoy, Mashmi only has to work now this nirtza to the master himself. V'lo yes ha-ben, v'lo yes ha-bas. But he does not have to work for the son or for the daughter. Then the pasuk says, L'olam, that he has to work forever. So Dash means, V'olamei shol yovel. It means he has to work until yovel. That's the lock of a nirtza. You have to work until yovel. Tana Rabbanu, learn like this. The pasuk says, Matzeya. That's this tool you pierce through the ear. Ainly yellow matzeya, maybe only this type of a tool, a real matzeya. Minayin the rabbis chosl. How do you know it's a mass of prick? Chosl is kites, thorn like. For yahsira, another type of a thorn. For yamachet or a needle. For yamakadeach, also a tool that you carve out with. Or else you make holes with. Or kadeach is something you make a hole with. V'hamichta, something you scratch out with. How do you know all these other type of tools also the master could use to pierce the right ear? Talmudim, this we say, v'lokachas. The pasuk says, v'lokachas, it should take, l'rabbis kol dover shenikach biyad. Anything he could hold in his hands that's movable, he could use that to pierce the ear with. Anything. Divir of Yosef Yud. This is of Yosef Yud, he says. Rebbe says, Ma matzeya meyuchet shomach matchis no. Just like a matzeya is meyuchet, it's made out of metal, is af koil shel matchis. It has to be made out of metal. But not anything else. Not these wooden things won't be good. Dov rach, another pshat is ha matzeya. What does the pasuk mean ha matzeya? Lo'ovi ha matzeya ha godol. He has to use a real special tool, the big one, the big matzeya, the big hole that they used to pierce the ear with. Not a simple one, but a big one. We'll soon see how we know that. Omer Reb Loza Yudin Baribi Hayadirish. He's dashing like this: Kishehen Roitzin and Roitzin Ela Benilsa. When he used to pierce his ear, where did they do it? Only on the bottom globe, on the milsa. That's on the bottom part of his ear. Ki Rashi's Ella Bemilsa, Rashi says, Al Yashal Oizim, the thick part of the ear, Babos of Leibetanoich, the bottom part of the flesh ear, and not inside the ear itself. The Chomim, the Chom say, Ein Evet Ivri Koyen Nirta. They like argue and say, no, listen, Aloch Riz, an Evet Ivri, if he's a Koyen, and he worked already 6 years, he cannot become a Nirta. You know why? Mifnei Shenasa Balmum. Because if he becomes a Nirtza, he's going to make himself into a Balmum, and the Kohen is not supposed to make himself into a Balmum. We'll soon see why. Now, V'yim Toim of V'nilsehem Reisim, if you're going to tell me that all they pierce is the bottom thick part of the ear, if so, Heich Evet Ivri Kohen Yasa Balmum, why does it become a Balmum? That part of the meat does not make you into a Balmum. So here it's a proof that they hold, Ho'ein Nirtzeh L'begoy V'shaloisim. They held, no, you pierce the top part of the ear. And if you make a hole through the top part of the ear, then the Vizekayin, he becomes a Balmum, and he can't do the Avoider anymore. So Mara says, now, but my Kimiflugi, so what's the Machloikis then? Yeah, later we'll soon be Mazda. Yeah. So Kol Sokfor was saying, what's the Machloikis? Exactly where do you make the Ritziah? Do you make it on the bottom part of the ear, or do you make it on the top? Now the Gemara goes to explain this whole thing. So the Ma'ay Kemiflugi, the first Machlekes, Rashi says, Gabi Sul Besirsa, can use a thorn to make it or not. Or do you have to use Dafka Matches, Dafka metal piece, or could you even use thorns to pierce with? So Gemara says, what's the Machlekes? The Rebbe Darshi is the Torah, Klole Yaprote, with a Klal Prat. Therefore, the Lakachas Torah says the Klal, mash many things. Marzeya Prat, Dafka this type of a tool. The oznoi uvadelis, the ear and the door, chozu a klal, it's a klal. Therefore, the way we darshan is, klal, or prat, or klal, is the atadana lakena prat. It has to be like the prat. Like this matzeya. Maha prat, just like this matzeya, mefurish shomatchis, that is a metal kli, half kol shomatchis. Any other type of a kli you want to use to pierce with, but it has to be at least a metal instrument. Rev yaisi darish no ribui umit. With a lashon of a ribui and a miyut, more and less. V'lakachas is ribui, it includes a lot. Marzeya miyut, it excludes a little. V'yoznoi v'adelis is cause of ribui, but again it's a ribui, it's saying more again. So the klal is ribui u'miyut v'riba, we dash in riba hakol. If you dash it this way, it includes much more. It's like it includes everything. Just it takes out one thing, that's all. My ribui, what does it include? Ribu komili. Anything you could use that's sharp, that could pierce through the ear, you could use even a thorn. If so, ma miyut, what does it mean not? What's no good? What's the miyut of matzaya? Miyut sam, you can't use a sef, that you can't use medicine. It has to be something that sticks through, but not sam, you can't just put sam and let the sam burn through. Omama, what we learned before, ha matzaya lohovi matzaya hagodo. That's not the before said that no, Hamatzeya means you have to use a special big tool. So Mara says, my mashm, how do we know this? Kediyoma Rova. Just like Rova says, Hayerech. It means Hamunishev Yerech. Means the right thigh to the better thigh. That's by Gid Hanosha. His Ochinami, when the Torah says the word Hamatzeya the Hey, because the Hey means Hey Ayedia like Meyuchit Shev Matzeya. Means a special type of Matzeya. Means a big one. Not a simple small one. That's what the Torah means when it says Hamatzeya. The Hey means a special big one. Just like over there by the Yerech, by the Gid Hanosha, we say it means a Yerech Ham Yunis. Sheb Yerech means the right one, the better one. Now, we had before, Omer Abelazah, Yudin B'Rebi, Yudin B'Rebi, Hayadarish, he used the Darshan. Kishen Reitzin and Reitzin Eleva Milsa. He said he used to pierce the bottom part, the thick part of the ear. V'chachomim oimrim lechom say though, ain't that every koyin irtza, no, that a koyin cannot become an irtza, mipnei shenasa balmum, because you're making him a balmum. So therefore we came out that where does he hold the after pierce? On the top part of the ear. So therefore it's not like it's where do you have to pierce. But now the Gemara Stami is the kasha. So what? Even according to the Chachomim, that he becomes a balmum, so what? V'yasa balmum. Let him become a balmum. Rashi says, "Ma bekach, v'lo ritziya mitzvi." There's a mitzvah to do ritziya. Maybe a balmum, a kohen by himself, he shouldn't become a balmum, maybe. But there's no aveira becoming a balmum. There's only an aveira if you have a korban. On a korban, there you're not allowed to make it into a balmum. Or a bechor, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to put a mum in a korban. But on the Kohen himself, true, it's better off not to be a Baal Mum. You'll be able to do the Avoida. But if you become a Baal Mum, like Kiratz and Mitzvah to do it, like what's wrong? The Torah doesn't say allow not to become a Baal Mum. So what's wrong? So the Gemara answers, Omar Rabba Bar Rav Shelo, Omar Kroh. Here the Pasuk says, Vishov El Mishpachtoi. That afterwards the Kohen, their Eved Ivri, goes back to his Mishpacha, and Vidashna means, Lemuchsech Shebem Mishpachtoi. You have to be the same caliber you were before. So before you were a Kohen that was able to do the Avodah, that's the same way you have to go back later also. So therefore we cannot make you into an Irtzah, because it's against this Pasuk of Vishov El Mishpachtoi. Because if we'll make you into an Irtza, we're going to make you into a Baal Mum, and you won't be able to go back the same way you were before. Therefore, there's no mitzvah now of a Matzeah. So therefore, since there's no mitzvah of Adam, we don't do it. Stamazay, we don't make a Kohen into a Baal Mum. First, as you boil, I have a question like this. Eved Ivri Kohen. Let's say you have a Kohen that sold himself to be an Eved Ivri. Mal Sheyimtzel Rabba Shivcha Kananis. Is his master the Jew allowed to give this Kohen to live with a Shivcha Kananis? What's the Shaila? Chiddushu. It's really, it's a Chiddush by Neved Ivri. Because Neved Ivri is a Jew, and a regular Jew is not allowed to live with a Shivcha. Still, the Torah was the matter of Neved Ivri, so I would tell you, Loi Shino Kahanim, for Loi Shino Yisrael, maybe there's no difference whether the Neved Ivri is a Jew or a Kohen, he has the Heter, he has a right to live with a Shivcha Kananis. Or Duba, maybe no, Shani Kahanim, Hoyo Briba, Vemakosim, Mitzvah Yisrael. I'll tell you, Kahanim are different, since there are special Mitzvahs by Kahanim, here the Torah was not Makel. So Rava Mataka Mutta, no, a Kohen is allowed to live with a Shivcha Kananis if he's an Eved Ivri. Hushmul Amosa. O Malay Rav Nachman Rav Onon, Ki Yavise Ba Shmuel. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Onon, that you should know, when you are by Ma Shmuel, the Is Mugriya Italiso. Rashi means, Loyatisim Leib, you didn't learn well there. Elakim Masachim, you were playing around there. He said, when you were in Shir, you didn't listen good to your Rebbe. You were playing around when he was giving Shir. Like, my time, how come? Le Temrule, why did you ask him back? Ask him a question like, Meho, why did you ask back from this halacha? That the Chom, Moim Nechom say, Ein Eved Ivri Koye Nirtza, that you don't have a right to let a Koyin become a Nirtza, Mevnei Shanasis Nase Bamum, because it becomes a Bamum. That's what the Chom say. Now, you should ask back to Shmuel that, V'yim time, if you're going to tell me that Ein Rabbi, Moisla Shifa Kananis, according to you, Shmuel, that you want to say that when a Kayin becomes an Eved Ivri, even during the first 6 years, the master has no right to give him a Shifcha. If so, it's poshut why this Kayin cannot become an Irtza. You know why? Typically, the Be'inon, Ahavti Yes Adoni Yes Ishtiv Yes Bonai. That the Pasha of an Irtzer is, it's Eved Ivri. After he worked for 6 years, now he comes to complain and says, I love my master, and I love my wife. What do you mean his wife? It means his Shivcha. So, Baleka, if you're going to tell me now that to a Kohen, Eved Ivri, the master cannot give him a Shivcha, so he cannot say, Ahavti Yes Ishti. He can't say, I love my wife. He doesn't have a wife. So since we need the Chacham to say a new reason why a Kohen can't become an Irtzer. Because he's become a Baal Mum, Mashmudot, that the master has the right to give him a Shivcha. So it's not like Shmuel, there should be a Raya to Rav. The Sule Midi, there's nothing to talk about. There's a clear Raya that we all like Rav, that the master has the right to give his Koyin, Eved Ivri, a Shivcha to live with. Iboilu, we're going to have another question though. Koyin Mao B'Yafas Toya. What's the law of a Koyin goes to fight the Mechemis? And they find the Yafas Toya, the Torah gave a new Heta, you find the Shiksa there by the Mechoma, you're allowed to live with her. So Chiddushu, here it's a Chiddush. Because Azoy, a Jew shouldn't do it. But Loishin or Koyin, Loishin or Yisrael, there's no difference. Oiduma maybe no, Shani Kahanim, Kahanim are different. Hoyub Reba Ve'a Mitzvah Yisrael. Since the Torah gave a lot of special mitzvahs to Kahanim, maybe a Koyin does not have a right to live with the Yafas Toya. Samura says, Rav Lama Mutter. Rav says, no, it's still Mutter. The Torah gives the Heter when you go to have Mechom against the Goyim, and you see a nice lady there, you're allowed to live with her. So Rav holds the Heter was even for a Koyin. Who Shmuel on us, the Shmuel says, no, it's also. So Mar says like this. The Bia Rishon of the Kuliyam Malib Pliga the Shari. The first Bia, of course, he's allowed to live with her. Why? To La Dibra Torah Kenegad Yetzara. The Pshat is the Torah is talking against Yetzara. Like the Torah knows, like, you have the Yetzara, and you see a nice lady there by war, you're going to want to live with her, so you're going to live with her anyway. So the Torah wants you to do it. The Heter, that's why the Torah lets you do it. See, if that's the svara, it doesn't make a difference if you're kain or not. Even a kain should have this heter also, because otherwise we're afraid he'll live with a beyisa. So therefore, the Torah gives a svara, let him live with a beheter. But ki pligu, where's the machlekes though, the beyishniya, if he's allowed to live with her a second time or not? Rava mamuta shmula mosa. Rava mamuta hoyl beyishtri ishtri. Once the Torah gave you a heter once, so shayn he has this heter, he can stay married to her. Ushmula mosa. To a heavy leg Uris, Kosmanashok, she was a shiksa, she was a goya before. Now you make her into a ger. And the locher is a gyuris for Kain Lechazia. A Kain is not allowed to marry a gyuris. Since so, he's not allowed to stay married to her. So therefore, the second via for sure is also. Ikadiyami is something like this. That the via shnia tell you the opposite. The second via kuli amaloi pligidi asira. Everybody holds the Kain cannot live with her a second time. To have a gyuris, because the best that could be is, she'll be Megaya later, she comes a gyuris. And a gyuris is also to a kohen. She's pogum for a kohen. A kohen can't marry a gyuris. So keep pligu, where's the machlekes then? The biyurishoina. Is he allowed to live with her even the first time? Rav amamuta tola dibrotera lekeneged yetzara. And the Torah knows you have a yetzara, you're going to want to live with her anyway. So the Torah says do it to heta. So that svara should apply to a kohen also. Hushmula mano osar. Why? Whenever the Torah says, like, after you live with her once, take her home and let her be your wife, Karinim Beid Risa Meshivya. Then we have this heter of a Yafas Torah, if you see her when you capture her. But by a claim that you're telling me now for sure the second be like you can't stay married to her. So, since the Kain is not allowed to bring her home, can't stay with her, therefore, like Karinim Beid Risa Meshivya, you don't even have the first heter to live with her the first time. That's the machlekes. Turn around, but we learn like this. The pasuk says, "Ve'isa b'shivya." If you find a nice lady, when you capture her by war, so b'shashviya means that the time when you capture her, when you're having war, eishes midashin afilu eishesish. Even though she's married, she has a guy, she has a husband, you're still allowed to take her. Yafas toya. What does the Torah say? She looks nice. That means like dibra Torah l'kineged yetzara. The Torah says he's talking now kineged yetzara. That means muta sheyochel Yisrael Bosar.